This short is brought to you by Lens Protocol.
Let's talk about the Super Rare DAO for a moment, because DAOs were very much a hot thing in the last bull market. When I had Chase Chapman, who's like the DAO queen in her respective community, sort of kind of like pick her brain about what is the current state of DAOs, we both agreed that they're not as hot as they used to be. And I think Masari put out a report that there's, and I could be butchering the number, but if I remember correctly, it's like there's about like 400 DAOs or 800 DAOs and 400 tools that are like venture backed, or 800 tools. It's one of the numbers. You know, and it's like the amount of DAOs don't equate to the number of tools. Like, it was completely overhyped, or we're just like at the early cusp of what they could be. And Super Rare, a big component of the Super Rare platform is the Super Rare DAO, rewarding curators with kind of like having a community element of bringing new artists onto the platform, which I love. I love that. I think it's a very cool way to kind of like utilize a token and to incentivize the community properly. I would love to hear your perspective, John. How have your understandings of DAOs sort of evolved pre-Super Rare DAO and post-Super Rare DAO?
Yeah, let's see. I mean, there's certainly, there's a ton of work involved, you know, so it's not like, you know, the DAOs are the magical solution and all of a sudden the hive mind is going to go, you know, solve all your problems. But I think, I mean, one thing that has really held true, like before the Super Rare DAO existed, you know, we felt like there was lots of opportunity to make participation, you know, more engaging, right? You know, like, I don't know if you're, how many DAOs you're a part of, or if you're a part of any, but right, you know, you're getting like Discord DMs like, oh, can you go vote on this thing? Can you, you know, like, oh, we need, you know, more people here to hit quorum, whatever it is. And so for us, you know, when we were like talking with the community and early on thinking about what the DAO could look like, you know, we have this tool for the space race, which is, you know, essentially a governance tool that's custom built just for our DAO. So, you know, there's even one more, you know, DAO tool that probably wasn't even in Masari's report. But it's like application specific, right? This is really just for Super Rare, and the voter turnout for the space race is incredibly high. Yeah, like we see, I think it was almost like 30% of the circulating token supply participating in a couple of these votes, which is, if you think about compared to like, you know, DeFi numbers, that's huge. And it's because, you know, it's not just about, you know, treasury management or, you know, there's important things, but they're also, you know, logistics is kind of boring. So that's not necessarily what people care about. But so, you know, we launched with the space race. I think the hypothesis was correct that if you have, you know, more engaging governance decisions, you'll get higher turnout. There's still a lot of work to do there. I think, you know, like we want to continue to experiment with how the community can get involved. But if you do more than just like, you know, create a snapshot group and like have your DAO vote on where to move, you know, tokens around, you can actually get high turnout, which, you know, is one of the most challenging parts of running a DAO.
What's up, guys? Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, then you are a champ, and I owe you a free listener pin. Go to adamlevy.io/NFT, fill in your info, and I'll distribute the NFT towards the end of the season. By collecting your pin, you prove your contribution to the season and get exclusive access to content, allow lists, and more. So be sure to collect yours. Also, please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. This helps me out so much. And finally, hit me up on Twitter @LevyChain. I want to hear what you're building, the latest crowdfund you're trying to complete, or if you simply want to chat. I love talking about where crypto meets the creator economy, and it's no different if it's coming from you directly. So thanks again for your support. It means the world, and I'll see you on the next episode.